So I've been praying about the passing of the baton for a number of months now. Ever since we learned that the baton would be passed, I've been working with Pastor Mary Beth and the leadership of this church, and we've been talking about what it would be like to pass the baton. And so it's a little overwhelming to hold this now, to be in this place. As I've been preparing to receive this baton, I've been thinking about this image of this race, and that you and I are all a part of this race. And the reality is that I might formally be receiving the baton from you all, but we all are at a place in our faith journey because somebody else passed the baton to us. And we are all part of running the race. Whether we realize it or not, you are all running the race, preparing to pass the baton on to somebody else. In fact, when we read through the scriptures, what we find is that the scriptures are full of one generation running the race of faith and then preparing the next generation to run that faith. And then the next generation takes the baton and runs with it as well. The scripture passage we read today from the book of Hebrews is a phenomenal passage that's been resonating with me for the past couple months. We read from chapter 12, but in Hebrews chapter 11, just before that, the author talks about this faith hall of fame. He pretty much says you've got the faith of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac and Jacob and Moses. And he goes on and on looking at the Hebrew scriptures or our Old Testament and saying these people had faith. And they lived into it so well that they passed their faith on to the next generation. And then the next generation. The author calls this the great cloud of witnesses that we just read about. This great cloud of witnesses that gives us support and encouragement because they ran well the race before us. And you and I are in a unique position too. We have this great cloud of witnesses not just from the Hebrew scriptures, but also 2,000 years of Christian history that lives into this. That we look at the early disciples and the early church and the early theologians and the mothers and the fathers of the faith that ran the race and passed it on to us. We are all surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. I want to reread the first part of this passage. So then with endurance, let us also run the race that is laid out in front of us. Since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. This great cloud of witnesses. Those people that have run the race thousands of years ago and those people that run the race with us today. Give us support and give us endurance in the race to keep going. See, the book of Hebrews was originally written to remind those early Christians that were running this race that they needed to have endurance, that they needed to keep going. We don't know a whole lot about the author or the audience in the book of Hebrews. What we know that it was probably a group of people that had recently converted from the Jewish faith to the Christian faith. And the person writing had most likely done the same. But we don't know the specific city that the believers were living in. We don't even know the specific year it was written. But there are certain truths that are so important that they find themselves in our scriptures. And we are reminded today that there is a great cloud of witnesses. For those early believers, they needed encouragement. They were running this race and they were being persecuted. They were struggling and they were tempted to say, you know what, this whole faith thing is a little too much. I just want to go back to the way it was before. I'm tired. I'm worn out. I'm being persecuted. I don't want any more of it. And then the author says, you've got this great cloud of witnesses that went before you. Remember their faith and get some encouragement. Get endurance to keep running the race. And as I not only think about them, I think about Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. And not only as we as individuals have clouds of witnesses, but churches are clouds of witnesses. This congregation is full of a cloud of witnesses, both living and those who have passed on, that have run the race, that have been a part of this community. Vista Ridge United Methodist Church started with Pastor Tim McLemore, and he gathered some people in his living room, and they started praying about a new church that would make a difference in this community, that would help people fall in love with God, help them fall in love with their neighbor. They met in living rooms, and then they met in a Holiday Inn, and then in an old bank. And they knew it was so important to keep worshiping together. I know there were some Sundays where they just said, this is a whole lot of work. But they got endurance from the cloud of witnesses that went before them. And this cloud of witnesses has passed the baton, after Pastor Tim McLemore was there, has passed the baton to Reverend Tom Palmer. And he was with this congregation for a while and will always be a part of the cloud of witnesses of this congregation. The baton has been passed to other pastors and other members of the church as well. And most recently, Pastor Mary Beth ran with the baton. She ran with you all for 9 years. Just because she's not physically present today doesn't mean that she's not a part of your cloud of witnesses. She will always be a part of the cloud of witnesses for Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. This church has a great cloud of witnesses, and I hope you feel them and get encouragement from them and find endurance to keep going. As I think about my own life, there are a number of people who have been a part of my cloud of witnesses. I grew up right down the road in Coppell, and First United Methodist Church was my church home. I have a great cloud of witnesses there, from people who taught me when I was a little kid in Sunday school and all I cared about was whether there were donuts. And then I had people who were my youth leaders and took me to camp, taught me in vacation Bible school, helped develop a call to ministry, but more importantly, let me know that Jesus loved me. They will forever be a part of my cloud of witnesses. We all have clouds of witnesses, right? My wife, Erin, we met in Coppell as well, and we were dating in high school. And at first, she wasn't a part of the cloud of witnesses. She was just a really cute girl that I liked hanging out with. But at some point, she became a part of my cloud of witnesses, somebody to run with me in our faith journey. I could go on and on about the cloud of witnesses have been a part of my life, but I know that every congregation I've gotten to be a part of has been a part of my cloud of witnesses. At A&M United Methodist Church, I was a youth director there, and that youth ministry and the pastors and the staff and that congregation is forever part of my cloud of witnesses. When I was commissioned to be a pastor, I was assigned to Christ United Methodist Church in Plano, and we helped start a church out in Princeton. I've got a cloud of witnesses in Plano and a cloud of witnesses in Princeton that will forever be with me. Most recently, I was at Treach Memorial United Methodist Church serving as an associate pastor. And there are some wonderful people there and even here this morning that are a part of my cloud of witnesses. We all have a cloud of witnesses that follows us. But as I've been praying about this, what I found extremely fascinating is that God has a way of combining clouds of witnesses and kind of helping them overlap. See, that Pastor Tom Palmer, when I was exploring a call to ministry, was assigned to be my mentor pastor. And so I came and met with him in his office at Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. And we talked about what a call to ministry might look like. As we look at the different ways that God has called us to the overlap, not only do we have Pastor Tom Palmer, I did my internship at FUMC Allen. And I did my internship there and had an opportunity to meet a cloud of witnesses there. And now Pastor Mary Beth has been assigned to be the senior pastor at FUMC Allen. Our cloud of witnesses continue to overlap. Just a couple years ago, I had the opportunity to participate in HeartPath Spiritual Formation. And that met with Pastor Brian Hardesty Crouch. And we met every week right outside in one of our portables here. And so I've spent hours praying at this church, working on my own spiritual development. I see these cloud of witnesses merging together. But the one that I find most fascinating, the one that I still can't really believe, it is the fact that in 1987, the United Methodist Church decided to buy 5 acres of land on South Garden Ridge Road in the Lake Bluff development. And they decided that they would use that land to help start a new church. That new church was Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. In 1998, that cloud of witnesses that was here prayed about it and said, you know, we don't only want to start a new church, but we want to sell the land that's in South Flower Mountain, and we're going to use that as seed money to buy the land that we're on right now. 4 years ago, Aaron and I moved to Flower Mound. We moved to South Flower Mound, right outside Garden Ridge Road. And as Aaron and I got the call to receive this appointment, Dr. Ron Henderson called and said, we'd like you to take this appointment at Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. And like any good husband, I said, well, let me talk to my wife about it first. And so the kids were in school that day. Aaron and I were both off, and we were sitting in the backyard eating lunch. We were praying about it, trying to discern, and we're on our phones reading as we would anything, right? We're stalking Vista Ridge UMC, and we start reading about the history, and we're sitting on our back porch reading the history, and it talks about how the church owned land in this Lake Bluff subdivision. And I point to Aaron, I go, Aaron, that's that land right there. When I look over our fence, when I walk out our fence, I'm standing on the 5 acres of land that Vista Ridge United Methodist Church once owned. The trees that have grown up are the provide shade to our family as we play in the backyard. Those 5 acres of land were prayed for. The North Texas Conference is a part of this cloud of witnesses. The folks at Vista Ridge UMC are a part of the cloud of witnesses. And every time I look at the cloud of trees, I am reminded that our cloud of witnesses have merged. That Christ is calling us to be a part of the cloud of witnesses together. And so you and I are running this faith journey together. The baton has been passed and we're running. And I felt already the cloud of witnesses. And the ways that you've welcomed me, the ways that you've welcomed my family. We got the opportunity to participate in Vacation Bible Camp this past week. And there was already a cloud of witnesses corralling our kids. It was awesome. They were showing love and support. We were on vacation in Colorado this past week because we scheduled a vacation the first week of July because nothing ever happens in the first week of July. And little did we know that we would be moving and life would be chaos, but it ended up being this big blessing that was part of this spiritual preparation for arriving here. And as I'm with my family, I'm not checking emails, I'm not doing any ministry or work-related things, I'm just trying to be fully present. But once a day, I would receive a text message from Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. And it was saying, pray for Clay, pray for courage, pray for patience. That must have been on a day that the kids were really driving me crazy on vacation. But pray, you have been praying for me, and I've felt those prayers. And I want you to know that I have been praying for you. We are a part of this great cloud of witnesses together. And through that cloud, we receive endurance to keep running the race, to keep going. I'm grateful to be a part of this cloud of witnesses with you. And so as this cloud of witnesses that keeps going, there are two more points that I think the author of Hebrews makes. He says this. He says, since we're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance. And he says, throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up. So we've got to get rid of whatever slows us down, whatever's tripping us up. And I think we as a congregation have the opportunity to do that. As we get to know one another, that getting rid of that baggage, getting rid of that sin is never about calling somebody else out. It's never about saying, that's the baggage you're carrying, that's the sin you're carrying, and that's slowing you down. But really, church is about saying, I have this baggage, and this is the sin I'm struggling with. And I hope that we as a community of faith can be honest and open enough that when we recognize that we're not running the race well, when we're being slowed down by whatever it is, that we might turn to somebody next to us and say, I need some help running. I need some help letting go of this baggage. That's really what community is all about, what church is all about. And so after we drop this baggage, then the author has one more thing that he wants us to know. He says, fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. Fix our eyes on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. In all this, as we run the race, we're called to focus on Jesus. Every once in a while, it's tempting to focus on other things. The mission of Vista Ridge United Methodist Church is building life-giving relationships with God, with each other, and with the community. For the next several months, we're going to be really focused on building those life-giving relationships with each other. Right, we've got the listening tour scheduled. I can't wait to go out to eat or get coffee with many of you and learn your names and learn your stories. And so we'll be building life-giving relationships with each other. And it's going to be tempting to let that be our focus. But the author reminds us, if we're going to run this race well, we fix our eyes on Jesus. That first part of the mission statement, building life-giving relationships with God. So if we as a community can make sure that we are continually growing in our own faith journey, working on that relationship, then as you and I get to know each other, what we do is we find that we are a part of building life-giving relationships with the community. We become a cloud of witnesses, not just within this congregation, but within this whole community. This congregation has a history of that. You are a part of this cloud of witnesses that goes to Rockbrook Elementary, and you have for years. You have volunteered. You've supported the teachers, the students, the administrators. There's a cloud of witnesses that goes to Rockbrook. There's a cloud of witnesses that participates with Christian Community Action, with Salvation Army. You extend into the community because you've got a cloud of witnesses here. You've got endurance to keep going, and so you extend that out into the community. It's a blessing to run this race with you. I can't tell you how much it means to hold this baton, to be a part of the cloud of witnesses that is Vista Ridge United Methodist Church. And my prayer for us is that we as a community in the months and the years that lie ahead, that we will be a cloud of witnesses that gives one another encouragement and support, and that we run the race so well that our witness, our cloud of witnesses, extends deep into the community to reach those who are hurting, those who are lost, and those who need their own set of encouragement. Would you pray with me? Holy God, I thank you for this cloud of witnesses that is here. I thank you for the ways that they have run the race so faithfully. I pray that we as a community can keep running that race, that we may be inspired by the cloud of witnesses, but most importantly, inspired by you as we keep our eyes fixed on you. Give us courage, give us patience, give us endurance to keep going. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.